got Asli Cavusoglu on the phone, one of the demonstrators in Istanbul.
Yes.
Now, there have been a couple of suggestions.
I'm a visual artist.
Thank you. There have been a couple of suggestions made how to resolve the problem. Hossein Selik, the deputy chairman of the ruling AKP, has suggested that there could be a referendum in Istanbul on the issue that sparked the protests in the first place, the plans to demolish Gezi Park. What do you think of that idea?
I think this referendum idea is quite unacceptable because we can't really vote for our basic rights. Like, it's quite absurd to think what the question will be in referendum, to cut the trees. And also, it's not only about Gezi Park anymore, which is tried to be reduced to, you know, a few trees sub-issue, which is not anymore. It's all about Taksim Square, and that includes the Atatürk Cultural Center too, which was promised to be opened in next year, and we found out that it was wrecked completely inside, whereas the government said they were restoring the building. And I also don't think that referendum idea is unacceptable because Erdogan had made a speech about in 2009. About the referendum idea in Switzerland, about making a mosque in Switzerland, and he said that it is basically against all the human rights. So I think it is the same issue here, and such a subject cannot be reduced to a referendum saying yes to cut the trees and make the building the Ottoman barrack, and or not.
Well,
and the problem here is not about my majority. So. Mm-hmm.
If there is a referendum, just on the issue of the park, does that resolve the issues that the protesters are worried about? Because my feeling was that there were much broader issues at stake here now. Issues about Erdogan's government, his style as a authoritarian leader, more Islamist rules that he seemed to be bringing in. So it started off with the park, but now is broader. Is that the case?
Yes, it is the case. And I think Erdogan is just trying to oppress the entire issue to the problem of majority. And we know what the majority is, but our problem is how are you going to keep up with the minority? And this is what we call democracy, because it doesn't mean that because the majority supports you, you can do anything you want.
Erdogan seemed to make a threat yesterday that the protest would be over in 24 hours. He said, we have not responded to punches with punches. From now on, security forces will respond differently. This issue will be over in 24 hours. Are the protesters nervous that this means another police raid like the one on Tuesday night?
Yes, everybody is aware of that, and everybody knows the danger, and they can relive the same night, the same brutal night as 2 days ago. But the park was very crowded yesterday, and there were two young men who played piano in the square, and it was crowded. Nobody is leaving until he says he's stopping the Ottoman barrack project.
I think
people are really decisive. Yeah, I am going to continue.
You're going to the square today.
I'm protesting.
You're going to the square today. And are you worried
in an
about
hour or so.
Are you worried about your own safety?
Yes, of course, we are all, and it's funny because I am now carrying a gas mask in my purse and head protectors. So, I mean, it is somehow our normal daily life to go out with all this equipment. But we are aware of it, and I think the threshold, about the fear threshold, is long past, so nobody is afraid of police and their bombs.
Okay, Asli Cavusoglu, thank you very much.